February the 2nd, 2023. This program is brought to you by New Africa Excellent Enterprise, LLC, Imam Dr. Miraj Speaks Block Talk Radio, where we teach Quranic, Arabic, Islamic studies, and comparative religion, not just religion. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. With Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. As-salamu alaykum, which means peace be on you. I'm your host for this evening, Ilahi Bey. My topic this evening is Al-Islam, the tafsir of Imam Warfuddin Muhammad, commentary of the Holy Quran. If you have missed any of the talks, go online to www.blogtalkradio.drmirajspeaks.com and you'll be able to listen to the one that you have missed. Once again, we will open with a short dua and we will continue where we left off yesterday. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulihu kareem Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam mubarak. The stone that the builders rejected became corner. So the stone, how are we to connect this? You think that it is just a stone falling. That's primitive stuff to believe that. No, the stone in the scripture, it was in the scripture before, yes. The stone that the builders rejected became the corner. That is not in the Quran. That is in the language of the people of the book, long before the Quran. The stone that the builders rejected became the corner. Isn't that something, brothers? We used to think it was us, right? More than the builder, the people that didn't even have any job rejected us. The black stone is a symbol of original man and his original nature. No, the view here that we should be having before our eyes is the great works of the nation on this planet Earth. They are the builders, those who establish nations and establish cities, industry, and all of the things that make a great people, a government, or society. They are the ones who reject what the black stone is a sign of. And yesterday we made it clear what we were talking about. The black stone is a sign. It is a symbol of the original man and his original nature. His original nature is not to show off his light. They went to heaven showing off their light, and God had to show them that they know everything. He said, if you know, tell me the names. Tell me your own names. Isn't that what he said in the Quran? He said, if you know, tell me your own names. And they admitted that they had no knowledge except what they got from God. Then God addresses the man that he was making or forming in the earth. He said, Adam, tell them their names. And when Adam told them their names, and they all submitted except Iblis, the proud ego, the proud and defiant ego, Abbas Wastakabira, he resisted, refused to do what God asked him to do, and was puffed up in pride. Isn't that the nature of some of us? You want it to be relevant. Then don't look where you cannot see. It and do not know what is happening. Look at yourself and each other where it is happening all the time. There is some arrogant spirit all the time defining the will of God down here. So when a picture is given of the beginning, it is to show you what is happening to you now. He said, Abbas was takabira, and became one of the disbelievers, one of the rejectors of faith. That was Iblis. So Iblis is really the first to reject faith. Now, this is before man was established in the earth, right? So he resisted and refused to obey God and was puffed up in pride. He became begotten and became one of the rejecters of faith. So Satan is the beginning of the rejecting faith in God. So this is before the whispers to the man in the garden. So he was a disbeliever, and he wanted to make the man a disbeliever, our first father Adam. He wanted to make him a disbeliever. Now, stop thinking in the past. When a picture is given to you of the beginning, it is to show you what is happening to you now. In Judaism, there is no Satan or Jesus Christ. Iblis is the Satan because after he did that, then he brought upon himself the curse, and he was given the name Shaitan or Satan in the Bible. Then he was given the name adversary, the one going against the plan of God. But understand, only in Christianity and Islam is he the adversary of God. In Judaism, he is not existing at all. No. In Judaism, there is no devil. There is no concept of Satan or Shaitan in Judaism. But hold on. I want to let you know that I have some dear brothers in faith who are Jews, dear brothers and sisters in faith that are Jews. I just want to check that before we continue. Also in Judaism, there is no Jesus Christ. Do you hear that? There is not Jesus Christ in Judaism and no Satan. I'm not going to leave it like that. A small number of them who are high up in knowledge and science, they will not acknowledge any Jesus Christ because they believe that they are the only begotten sons of God. And not only that, they will not acknowledge Satan because they believe that they have the right to punish and send to hell anybody who defies their order. So they do not look outside for Satan. Satan is the boss in hell, isn't he? So that is what I thought that the Christians said. We had better get away from that territory right away. So we better leave the scene quickly and get back to where we were. Do you know what the Bible says that Jesus said? Jesus speaking to Jews who were giving him trouble. I behold your father fell from heaven like lightning. He aborted not in truth. He was a liar and a murderer from the beginning. So when he speaks a lie, it is his own lie. Nobody gave it to him, and the work of your father you will do. Now, I just gave that Bible that they put that in the mouth of Prophet Jesus. Upon him be the peace, the Christ Jesus. For Christianity to survive, there has to be real major changes. I just gave it to you. And it is still in the Bible like that. Don't you know that that is a big problem for the peace and harmony of religions on this planet Earth? With them making such accusations, I say, them. Allah did not put that in their Bible. With them making such an accusation like that against a whole people, it makes it very hard for us to come to a table of dialogue and work for peace, harmony, and cooperation amongst us, amongst the religion. Let me tell you something, one priest, this has been maybe a year ago, he recently got in the news. And if he got in the news, that tells us a lot. He was in the news for saying that if Christianity is to survive, there has to be some real major changes and make some real major changes made. So that is what a Christian priest said, and I agree. Never are all of any people bad. There are bad ones amongst them. That's life. There are also bad ones, people, every people. There was a bad one amongst them. And it so happened that some of these bad people managed to get insight into matters that give them knowledge that they can use over the heads of the people to control them and become their masters. If God doesn't save the people, and those who are very notorious and pointed to the scripture, like with Jesus' words, as being the Satan themselves, they will be able to do that. But it did not just start with the Bible. Idol worshippers, pagans, were not uneducated. In the religion of the Greeks before they converted to Christianity or other religions, they were what we would call pagans or idol worshippers. We should get away from that idea, the thinking that just because people worship idols or had idols that means that they were barbaric or savage, ignorant, uneducated, not scientific. No, we have to get away from that. That's not true. People have had the sciences and education, all of that, in the medieval age, in ancient times, going way back, further than we can recall. Their language was different, and how they presented it was different, but they had science. This material universe yield of knowledge and science to whoever engages it. And that has existed since man has been on this planet Earth with his intelligence and with his curiosity. The revelation gave man his purpose in God's creation. No, they had great civilization. They had great science. They had cultural beauties and everything, ancient nations, but their language was different. And they had not been enlightened as to the purpose for their creation. Human creation on this planet Earth. So in this verse, that is what they were missing. They only came by revelation from God. Then man was able to understand his purpose and place in God's creation and how it is to perform as a creation of God or servant of God. That came later, but it does not mean that they did not have advanced culture and advanced civilization. They did. And they even had advanced knowledge of human excellence. So human society had to find and understand the nature and its purity that God made. So this is why in the Quran, Allah recognized that. That's why in the Quran, Allah Most High, He says this religion is the religion of origin, the origin upon which God patterned the faith, the religion, Deen al-Fitra, Deen Hanafi, pardon me, Deen Hanafi, Fatira, Leha, Leti, Fatira, Nasiha, Aleha, Deeni Hanifa, Fatira, Tol, Lahil lati fatira nasiya aleha, the origin upon which human society was formed or orientated. So human society was orientated upon an original pattern. That original pattern is a pattern made by God. The origin, so society could not even advance because it did not have revelation from God. But in order for society to advance, it had to be able to find or see and understand the nature and its purity that God made. Or if they did not believe in a creator, that they discovered, then they could pattern their society upon that original pattern so that the original pattern lives and finds expression in their culture or in their life and knowledge. That is what Allah is telling us. Me, He is telling us with His words in the Quran. So Allah is saying, nations before my revelation formed, developed, and made progress, but they did not do it without discovering or recognizing the original design in creation for human life to be established and prosper. So it says that the religion of the Quran is that religion dino fitrilati, the religion of origin, which fatira nasiha alayha, the human society, was patterned upon. That means all societies, all nations. In some degree, even the primitive societies responded to the original pattern that God made. So there is no other way for them to respond except to respond to that original pattern. Man cannot create himself or create himself over and reject the original creation. He has to work with what he has, his original creation. And the more he respects the beauty and excellence of that original creation, the more he will prosper. So the sanctuary there is a sign there of the original life. So we are on the concept sanctuary. And we first brought our attention to the sanctuary for the Hajj. And there is a sign there of the original life God gives us when he makes the universe or the creation. And we have the house there. The house is called Kaaba. And our Qibla is determined by the location of the Kaaba. So the house itself has a precious stone called the Black Stone. And the Black Stone was put in the corner with the hands of the Prophet himself. Some chief of Mecca decided that they were going to restore the house. The house was in bad repair. And Arab history says there was a great flood in that area. I don't know where it came from, but they said that it was a great flood in that area. And it damaged the Kaaba. I know where the flood is here. But I don't know about that. I know we are flooded out. Aquarius, symbolic of a moral flood. It started with the time, way back there in the 1950s or early 1960s, when the song that could be real popular called The Age of Aquarius, it went, "This is the age of Aquarius. Great flooding was beginning, and it continued, and it built up and drowned out as many as it could in the 1960s. And it continued in the 1970s, the 1980s, and by the 1990s, there was no more water, just fire, and went from one extreme to another and started burning us up with sexual lust and insane passion. So the orchestrator is the Satan himself. So this is not a mystery. In the Quran, it says, and natural haq, the hellfire is real. It is plain language. It is no superstition. It is not mystery. It is reality. So the house is called Al-Bayt, and it is also called Kaaba. And because of the location of the house, that place where it is in Mecca, that location is Qibla. Qibla means orientation for direction. Qibla means you look to. So you turn there to the place for direction. So if it is on a map and you look at the United States and whatever, between the United States and Arabia, and then you look at the border from where we entered the Arabia to that location, that location is the direction. Sirat al-Mustaqim is a concept for the thinker, philosopher, and scientist. So you know sight vision is based because the lens captures a broad space, but the light travels in a straight line. And since that travel in a straight line, vision also travels in a straight line. So when I look at an object, whether it is your face or that camera, I don't have to make my sight go straight. Automatically it goes straight. It goes straight to the mark, no curve, Sirat al-Mustaqim. So that brings me to say Sirat al-Mustaqim is not just moral, spiritual, being upright as a decent person. Sirat al-Mustaqim is a concept for the thinker, for the philosopher, for the scientist. If you are going to use God's light and use your eyes and your sight, your vision, then respect what God has created. My light travels in a straight line. Why do you make it crooked? I have created your vision, and it goes in a straight line. Now, why do you make it crooked? And they are always talking about signs. There are signs everywhere that people were told about the signs of God in creation and how the ignorant masses or the large number of people have no awareness of it at all. They go along absent-minded, heedlessly paying no attention to the signs of God, but that the few would have patterned their society, their production, and their creation, or whatever, upon the original sign that they found in the creation of God. They can be challenged upon the basis of their own establishment, their own logic. So their own thinking, their own works, you say, well, why have you followed logic to this point and then stopped using it when God speaks to you? Now your logic is working, showing consistency, not confusion, not contradiction. But as soon as God comes in the picture, now your logic goes crazy. Your logic is gone. Now you are saying that light travels crooked. No, it is not crooked. It's straight. So they gave us a crooked knowledge to take us away from our God, the true God, the creator of everything, power by means vital connection. So the house itself is Beit El-Beit. It's called Kaaba. It is important to understand when you say house, that is not enough. When you say home, that is not enough. But when you say Kaaba, now that is where the knowledge is for identifying that house and knowing what that house means in our lives. It is given in the term Kaaba. Kaaba means vital connection that are necessary and important. Without these connections, you do not have the house. Vital, most important, connections, that's what Kaaba means. So the connection for our home life begins with Adam having a mate and begin with Brother Sharif having a wife, Sister Selena. Don't look for them. I'm forming them as I go. And I like the movies when they show you the acknowledgments. They say any connection with persons is just a coincidence. Isn't that the history of the Genesis? And isn't that the history of the beginning of mankind in Islam? Two, that God made a male and then he made of the male a female. So if he made of the male a female, he made them both of the same essence. He made a male first, and then he made a female. Now, don't think anymore of a flesh man or a flesh woman. That's okay in kindergarten for Muslims. That's okay to have that idea. But you who are students, you are now listening to the student, and we want to have knowledge, not just stories. So it starts with a mate and a husband and a wife, a male and a female coming together. That is the only way we can extend and populate the earth with people. So we cannot extend our life or populate the earth with people unless we mate with one another. Males and females have to mate. I said, do not think of flesh right now. Think of community. From the beginning of this earth, we are talking about community. Science, the secular world, will give us history and theory of how man formed on the earth and progress. Religion has not given us a picture of flesh population. It is giving us a picture of community development and how the establishment of community life was designed into our very creation by God, and that it is natural heritage, inheritance of every one of us to have to support community life. Man, animals have knowledge in their genes. So the bird comes here and knows where it is time, when it is time to have baby birds, knows to start getting the straw and whatever to make the home for the babies. And it knows how to make it home. No man taught the bird to make his home round and make it of this particular straw or soft, dry stuff. The bird knows that by virtue of its own creation. Its own life knows that. By virtue of its own creation, its own life knows that. Its life as it comes into existence knows that. So it will know that what to do when time comes, and it does it. It is the same for humans. You don't have to teach a baby to crawl. It is going to crawl. We give them help, but you don't have to teach it to walk. It is going to walk because it sees you walking. So you are not an English teacher, but the baby learns to speak your language just by listening to you. So these are great developments. This is nothing to put aside like it's nothing. No, that's the beginning of life, and it is clocked into our very composition as flesh, as people, and it expresses itself automatically inside when the time comes. So when the situation presents itself, the light responds to the situation, and it does what God has designed for it to do. Family life evolved naturally, but is now threatening. And don't you know, if we just depended on nothing but the original life right now, if African-American people depended on nothing but that original life, we would be better off than we are right now. Because at least we would learn to walk. We would come here ready to crawl. And we would come here ready and know how to love one another and be family. God clocked all of that into our creation, into our nature, into our very flesh. He put that. But the world deceived us, and then we lose the original life. We lose the interest to be nice and loving to each other. We have a spirit to be family, not causing problems for each other, but working together in unity as a unit. And your education, your schooling, the academia would tell you that family is the first unit of society, and that it's what we have lost, family. This African American now, or blacks, this big problem has taken over all people and all religions. Yes, all of the religion people are suffering from the corruption of the family. So man comes here without education, without science and industry. Man comes here knowing how to establish his life, just like the bird know how to establish theirs, just like the bee know how to establish theirs, just like the other creatures know how to establish theirs that are not human. Man comes here with the ability to establish his own social patterns, and it begins with family. For community life, family is a small community. That is what family is, a small community. So if you stay in touch with your relatives, then family becomes a big community. Tribes become so big. They are almost like a nation, just one tribe. In fact, when you read the history of the people of the book, their tribes became nations. So scripture is not addressing flesh creation, but how community life is born. So I have to say again, because I think many of you miss the most important thing I'm saying. From the beginning, the scripture is not addressing flesh creation. It is addressing our community life, how community life is born. So when it says male and female, where is the male? The male is in the brain. Why is he in the brain? Because the male has to go out and hunt. The male has to go out and risk his life in the wild environment for the beginning of family life. So he has to risk his life out there. He has to discover things that he needs at home for his wife. And he relates to her to know what he should be looking for out there in the field or in the wilderness. He lets him know, honey, we're going to need something to sit on. This ground is cold and hard, baby. We need something to sleep on. And we don't know when the wind and the rain is going to come on us. We need a wall built up, and we need a cover for our head. So the wife is the one who gives the requisition. So she is the same. She is the one who gives the requisition. She makes the request and gives the bill. Go out and get it, baby. And if he is a natural man, in the original pattern made by our Creator, he goes out there and gets it. He doesn't tell her, I don't have a job. That original woman will say to him, if you have no job, you have no wife. Don't you know my original nature calls for a man? What is this speaking to me? You are worse off than the baby. We have to make it relevant, don't we? Don't leave it up in the sky. Bring it down here where the real deal is. So the new wife. So he goes out and he brings her these things, and pretty soon the family gets big. So you have somebody next door down the road belonging to the family needing the same thing. And this development grows after a while. They call it a town. They call it a community. So this is our community, our town. So when a town is established, when the community life is established, where those private people have a public that they are responsible for, that public, whether we call it town, city, or village, or whatever, that's white. That's the new wife. That is the most important wife. And the man who puts their heads together, and I'm sure sometimes women get into the work too, whoever was responsible for building that community life up is the husband. That's scripture. The husband man in the Bible, the husband man. And I think that they have a profession called husbandry, taking care of animals and plants. And animals can't survive or exist without some plants. You'd better have some plants if you have animals, unless they are carnivorous and eat no plants. But then you still have to have plants. There is no way to not have plants. So the language is there to support what I'm bringing home to you. This is what I'm showing you. So occasionally you see me go to the language of the world, right? So that's to show you that to prove that this is the right picture that I'm presenting to you. I go and find evidence of this being in the history of a man's life and growth on this planet Earth. It is still in his language. If I was speaking to the leaders in the Vatican, I could have said everything, I said to you in about 10 minutes. Don't think that we are the only ones who know things. Among all people, there are those who know something about what I'm bringing to you right now. Maybe not in the exact language that I'm giving it to you, but they have been given the concepts, the ideas. They have the concept, but it is us who have to be given this for the first time and educated in this knowledge, because they are not going to share it. They think it's supposed to be kept secret, and they are wrong. Muslim leaders fail because they are deceived into using the strategy of the Christian and the Jews. So Muhammad came and God sent him into the world to show them that they were wrong, and in time the followers of Muhammad, with the knowledge, the sciences that they got, deceived. Why is our religious leaders of Islam cannot perform as the original followers of Muhammad, reform under his leadership? Why can't they do that anymore? It is because they have been deceived. They have been deceived by their minds to take up the strategy of the Christians and the Jews, compete with them, rejecting them, condemning them, but being influenced without them even knowing it to use their strategy. So the darlings did not stray intentionally. That was Jesus Christ. That is why the Christians and the followers of Jesus Christ are one who strayed. They missed what they should have been all about. They are the darlings in the Quran. They are not the only darlings now, but that word is more descriptive of the Christian world, not Christian leadership necessarily. It is more descriptive of the Christian world than it is of any other people or religion. The darling means you did not do it intentionally. You strayed because of ignorance, or lack of, or missing the right direction. After all, Muhammad the prophet was of the darlings, it says. We found you straying and we guided you. Muhammad himself. Program is brought to you by New Africa Excellent Enterprise, LLC. Imam Dr. Maraj speaks. So the darlings did not stray intentionally. As was in Jesus Christ. That is why the Christians say the followers of Jesus Christ are one who strayed. They miss what they should have been all about. They are the darlings in the Quran. They are not the only darlings now, but that word is more descriptive of the Christian world, not Christian leadership necessarily. It is more descriptive of the Christian world than it is of any other people or religion. The dollars mean you did not do it intentionally. You strayed because of ignorance or lack of or missing the right direction. After all, Muhammad the prophet was of the dollar. He said, we found you straying and we guided you, Muhammad himself. So we are going well and I'm comfortable. Now, this is from the Quran, but Allah says, do not rush with the Quran. I know you read it. If you are reading in the month of Ramadan, you read it already. Do not rush with the Quran. So I don't like to rush with discussions. I give you. I'm not preaching to make you shout. I'm not talking to make you go out of your mind. I'm talking to have you think, and to think you need to go. You need to not go so fast. So I'm not rushing you. I could, but you need time for it to soak in. What is the best rain according to the Quran? Is that rain that comes steadily, but slowly and in light quantity, the best rain in the Quran? So the sanctuary, I already mentioned that, and the people of the book were told to make their home their sanctuary because the world was too difficult for the life they wanted to live with, live and establish. That would be seen practicing someday, somebody would be planning to destroy their life. So you practice at home in privacy. And then they are not aware of what you have as your life. So when you come out in the public, they just see you going about their streets and getting into the place they made for you, stopping at the businesses or whatever. They don't know at home you have an entirely different. Don't you know it's almost like that now for us? Everybody says we are going to have our Eid in the park. With all of this talk about terrorism and you are taking a great risk. So stop being weak. Get your head together with each other. Put your head together. Sell some bean pies, like the Nation of Islam has, or something. Have a cake bake or whatever. Sell something like Reggie Ann cookies. Go out there on the streets and sell some Reggie Ann cookies. And be sure you have a month or so before the Eid day so you will have enough money to rent a facility if you don't have one. Rent a facility and have the people protected by walls from this corrupt, crazy world where they can enjoy the Eid inside. That is where bums go at night, to the park and other places. They don't have a home until the police come by and catch them and tell them they have to move on. Isn't that something? A man who does not have a home, the police will run him out of the park, won't even let the man sleep on the ground. I guess you have to do that to keep civilization moving. Adam is an individual and a community type. The concept is always community. So Adam is a single person, and Adam is also a type. He is a picture or type of the community life in his own picture, in one picture. Because the original life God made us to have is established in Adam, his soul, his spirit, his intelligence. If he is truly Adam, then all of that is working as his creator designed it to work. The way he relates to his wife, the way he relates to his responsibilities as a husband or a head of a family, all that is in accord with God's plan for human life if he is truly Adam. But you know, the Satan seduced Adam and caused Adam and his wife, in the language of the Quran, to come out of the original clothing or original dress that God put them in. It is not the kind of clothing that comes immediately to mind. God makes it clear to us what kind of clothing it is. It is the clothing of righteousness, righteousness for the soul, righteousness for the spirit, for the mind, righteousness for your purpose, etc. The complete righteous life. So the Satan seduced our first parents to come out of the original life or righteousness that God put us in naturally. And Muhammad is proof of that. He lives amongst idols, worshippers, amongst pagans who were doing shameful things in the public. Some of you, I think you know of the history. You could be traveling on the road and you could see a person urinating and even doing worse than that, having sex right in the view of the public. That was the condition of those people back then. Not all of them, but many are called the time of Jahiliyyah, the time of ignorance. That is what Muhammad was born in. So Jesus and Muhammad are seen together in their purpose. So Jesus Christ as a sign pointing to Muhammad, one as a sign pointing to the original life that we need in order to prosper on this earth, the plan for life from God, from Creator, that is in us where we are born, when we are born. Jesus is a sign pointing to that, pointing to the Kaaba, because that is a symbol, a sign of what all of what our, we are talking about. Kaaba is nothing. Kaaba is nothing. Nothing but a symbol or a sign of what we are talking about. The original life and the original life pattern. So Jesus Christ is a sign, Muhammad is the God. So Muhammad now is not a sign pointing to that Muhammad is the teacher leading us to that. So one is a sign, Jesus Christ is the sign, Muhammad the God, the leader guiding us to that. And he himself, like Jesus Christ, was already constituted in that as perfectly as Adam was constituted when God first made him. Do you know what I'm saying? Praise be to Allah. So Muhammad the prophet said, there will come a time when the people, the world, will see me and Jesus together agreeing in their purpose, not disagreeing. Imam W.D. Muhammad is a child of our woman. And I thank Allah, I thank God, the son of Elijah Muhammad has found it and seen it and understand it clearly and knows that the knowledge has come into our hands now. What comes into my hand comes into your hand. We can't say that if it comes into another people's hand. Can you say that? So if this has come into a people other than you, you say you can say that. Well, it came into their hands, and now it's in our hands. No, I am a product of your women. See how we can talk now? I am a child of your women, your mothers and my mothers are the same. It came into my hand, and it is in your hand. So in the conclusion, this part, we have dual prayer. Later and after dual prayer, we will resume the session right here. In the Quran, angels are mentioned by the name of Herod and Mary. And the people of the book, before the time of Jesus Christ, peace be upon the servant of God. And after, I would say too, but mainly before the time of Jesus, during the time of the great glorious day for Jewish people in the time of Solomon, the wise, the great king of on him be peace, It is said in the Quran that they were taught certain magic by the two angels, Harun and Marun. And with this magic, which means mysterious sciences, really there is no word for actually is magic. The translator was trying to convey the idea to the reader in English. I don't have a problem with that. That is why we need to discuss these things. We need community so that any way Allah revealed to Muhammad that the angels showed them how to afford the relationship of husband and wife with the knowledge. But Allah revealed to Muhammad that they never shared that knowledge with those special leaders before telling them that this is a trial and do not become disbelievers, and that such knowledge is dangerous in the hands of fools. They were warned, weren't they? That is what Allah says in the Quran. They were warned before we gave them knowledge. Kaaba points to families. Going back to the word Kaaba, Kaaba is a sign, a symbol, that wants us to gravitate, see what our vision, let our sight gravitate to the original origin of family, community life, and understand that this symbol or sign called Kaaba, or the first house built for mankind, is a house that can only be erected and can only stand for certain connections or respected if certain relationships are held sacred, respected, and supported. So marriage relationships should not be based on sex. So the relationship of man to wife or husband to wife is not sexual, but the sex is a necessary element. That's all. That relationship should never be based upon sex. So even the lower animals do not base their sexual relationship upon sexual pleasures. They have the pleasure and realize that now the product of that action or that intercourse, the product of it is now in the female and she changes her behavior and gets serious about being a mother, even before the baby comes. So this is for animals. And when the baby comes already, he is devoted to the life of the baby. So that the purpose of mating is to extend life, to keep life existing and to care for life, so that after the present ones are gone, the life continues in the best form. So this is the devotion to community life, isn't it? So the sexual act should be devotion to community life. So your sexual act should be devotion to community life. So this is naturally in man before the world of commercialism spoiled them. So this is natural in man and natural in woman. They see a wife as a future. The natural man in his original nature, he sees the wife as the future. The wife sees the husband as the future. So they look to family to have babies and have more company than just one or two people. They look to the growing future of family and organizations of people, loving and working with one another and supporting each other, family life, and extending the productivity and the excellence of this of the life. So that's why they see, that's what they see, and that's what community life should be. Sex is a beautiful flower with pollen. And when we take sex for nothing but sex, we are less than animals. If that is what your wife is to you, your sex thing, you are less than an animal, my brother. I never had it in my spirit to see sex as just sex and a dirty thing. I always had it in my spirit. Do you know what sex was to me? A beautiful flower with pollen. It looks nice and it smells nice and it mixes with the pollen from another in the opposite life and it reproduces. And when it reproduces, you get fruit. Here, the plant has been transformed. It is no more just plant bearing leaves and flowers. Now it is a plant bearing fruit. the fruit of Islam. Look at yourself, brother. Fruit? Is your production sweet-smelling? Is your production tasty and giving us energy to do our work, to keep moving and doing things? We call yourself the fruit of Islam. You had better think about that. You have to do more than sell bean pies. I'm serious. I love you, my brother. You have to do more than sell bean pies and wear bow ties. Corruption has spread it over the land and the sea. I think I'll write me a song, Bean Pies and Bow Ties, Until the Sunrise. Now, I don't think I'm making fun of my brothers. I'm not. The Quran is addressing something that is the main cause for the corruption of society in the world. We have people who have gotten science from the revelation of God, and they are using that science to corrupt the relationship of man and wife and the corrupt family life. And they know that if they can corrupt family life, they can corrupt the whole society and eventually the whole world. And that is what has happened. The prediction is in the scripture. It says corruption has spread it over the land and sea. It is in the Quran too, in different words. So how do they manage that? They manage that by giving you a different way to see your human life. They give you a different way to see human life. And that's way, and that way that they give you to see human life is not in accord with the way God made human life originally. God made human life to develop upon the definite nature, design, or plan. Then what they give you will undo the life. So the vital connections that God made for life that are signified in the term carbide, these vital connections will be lost. Don't think everything in the Bible is coming from the righteous and are said by a people who are in the position of those who are protecting the way of the will of the way of God. No. For an example, let us go down and confound their language so that Babel will speak no more. That means speak intelligently no more. So this is in the Quran. Two, a reference in this is in Quran. And another verse says, let us cast their bonds asunder, so that they be a people no more. Do you hear that? That is in the Bible. Let us cast the brand asunder so that they be a people no more. Asunder means to separate their bonds, throw them away from each other, so that they cannot come together and be bonded again. Don't you see all the happening in the world? Do you see what has happened to us as a people? We have had our original focus taken away from us by the attraction of the world, and we don't focus on human life like we used to. In the South, when we were fearing God, we don't focus on family life like we did when we were in the South, fearing Allah, fearing God. We called him Jesus, or whatever you called him. He was the superior. It was the supernatural. So God doesn't blame you for your ignorance. You call him in the name of Mojo Wojo. That ain't his name. He won't hear you. He know your heart. He know the whispers of your heart before it even becomes a word in your mind. So this is in the Quran. So he is not going to blame you for saying Mojo Wojo. Now, don't look for that in the dictionary. I formed that as I was going to. He is going to answer you as if you called him by the name Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he is going to respond to you in the same way. He is going to respond to you as though you said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I said that because a lot of you all who join the theater of life, they're your expression. You said it so much. You think something is wrong with my religion or my faith because I don't say it as much as you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My heart, every time it beats, it's saying, subhanahu wa ta'ala, praise be to Allah. So we know the life is not in the show. It is in the heart, praise be to Allah. So they break the tie, the connection for human life. They confuse them and causes you to depart from them. And that puts you in position to be made all over again by the wicked world. Then the wicked world makes you, and when they make you, they make you for their end. And what is the end? Money and power. So Kaaba has spiritual connection. Yes, the guidance for understanding the important connection of first direction to the foot. Isn't that something that the human foot becomes? Because actually, the word Kaaba, for the person who knows Arabic language, it brings their attention to the ankle. It is called Kaab. Kaabatin means the ankle, the two ankles. So it is the connection for the foot with the leg. And it is interpreted to say spiritual connection. Because actually it is required in effect on the part of the baby. Standing up for the first time, it requires a great effort. And the great effort has to have spiritual concentration. So the effort has to concentrate the whole life, the soul, energy, the mind, all of the energies of the body, of the whole child, life exists, has to be concentrated. It has to be stand up and hold balance. For the first time. But once that child is able to manage that and practice it for a while, the rule in the flesh that Allah planned and established takes over. Then he doesn't have to use his conscious mind anymore. He stands up and balanced and walk without any attention from his mind at all, just like the bird knows when to start looking for some dry grass or straw to build a nest. Salakallahu tadeen, surely Allah speaks the truth. I'm your host for this evening, Ilahi Ubay. We will continue this next week on Wednesday and Thursday at 7 p.m. Inshallah. It only means if it please God. We thank New Africa Excellent Enterprise, Imam Dr. Murad Speaks, for allowing us. We come before you once again. We thank you, our honorable listening audience. May God guide us and have mercy on us and bless us with the light of understanding as I greet you in the Arabic language. As-salamu alaykum, peace be unto you. And thank you for listening.